whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 314. Today is Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. There's a lot of twos in there. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Nisi, over here. How are you? Good morning. All of those things.
Hello. Yes, yes. The dyslexia and all the twos is going to be fun tonight.
Exactly. And as we know, it's the 23rd here in Aussie land, on a very wet, miserable Sunday here. With much rain, but you know, what did they say? Good weather for ducks. Is that it? I think that's the
maybe
saying.
I'll take the rain. You can ship it all over here. We need it bad.
you can have some. Absolutely. The pool is just, the water is now at the bottom of the what would you call it? We have like the bricks, like the paving that goes over the top of the pool, so the water is now at that point. So
get the buckets.
We have had a lot of rain in the last day or so, and there's much talks of we received quite a few emergency, you know, weather reports with flash flooding and storms and that, in particular yesterday and the day before. So hopefully the internet will be kind. Hopefully. Anyway, we do have much to talk about today. So first off, I want to say hi, chat room. Welcome, everybody. Let's see, who have we got here? It's very busy already. It's wonderful. We have got Nisi, of course. Nisi and I are in the chat room. That's nice.
Yes.
Fair is here. Zaya's here. We have Mrs. Rock Guru. Good morning to you. And we've got Stirs here. Go big or go home, Snow. We've got Dave DeHunter. Welcome, everybody. Thank you guys for joining us today. We do appreciate that. So Nisi and I had to do a little bit of a change. So we were going to do some talking about the beta testing, which technically we are, but this is more specific to a particular thing. So we had to swap the weeks because Blizzard decided to drop on us when pre-patch.
Some very unexpected news. When I saw the post from WoWhead, I was like, no!
Yes. So that kind of went, all right, we need to swap things around. So we're going to do the beta testing information that we've got next week, but this week we're going to be talking about the UI because pre-patch hits this week, 25th, so Tuesday. We thought it would be a bit silly to do a UI show
after you've already seen it.
After it's come out. So we wanted to give you some information because, as you guys have probably seen and heard, their pre-patch is being dropped in two parts, it seems, from everything.
I found that odd, but yeah.
It is. I'm guessing because there is so much.
It might be. Like, I actually saw that WoWhead had
I disconnected. Excellent. Oh, the internet's going to be fantastic today. I can just see this right now. Hello.
So
I disconnected.
Yes, I thought it was me at first. I was like,
no. I did too. So hang on. The stream's still going though. That's really
okay,
weird.
Cool. So that's something. But yeah, no, when I saw WoW had data mined another splash screen for patch, they had thought that it was getting pushed back. And I was like, good, that makes sense. I felt a little bit of relief. I'm like, okay, I can spend a little more time in beta and try to get a little more beta testing done, look at a couple more things. Mm. And then that article dropped on Tuesday, and I was like, oh, no.
Yes.
What are you doing, Blizzard?
I'm going to put that link there for those of you that WoWhead information about the pre-patch launches and all of that. But as we've said, it's mostly they're dropping like the first part of the pre-patch, and then the second part's going to involve, that's where the Drakthir come in, and yes, there's other things. But the big stuff's going to be for this one, the UI changes, which, because it is such a substantial change, probably the first, like the biggest change we've had in many, many years. We wanted to do a how-to, a guide to, for those of you guys that haven't been in alpha or beta, we didn't want you to get into, you know, Tuesday and be like, holy moly, what's going on?
Yeah, so I got into beta and my brain just melted, and I was like, what in the world is this? Yes. Again, precursor, if you guys use Bartender or Perlix or X-Perl Frames, whichever way it's supposed to be said, it might not be that big of a deal for you, but for those that play on default, holy shit.
Well, from what I've been hearing and reading, Bartender may become obsolete because what they've put in the UI is taking a lot of
Bartender. Yeah, it's kind of taking over, and it's its own thing.
Which really throws me, because Bartender has been one that I have had for, I'm going to say, well over 10 years. And what have I been playing this game? What, 18 years now? So, me losing an add-on, it's a little bit like, I'm a little bit scared. But anyway, we'll deal with that. So, what we've got. So, what we're going to do is, and I have to say, huge thank you to Nisi. She's got me all the screenshots. So, we're pretty much going to run through what we've got here. So let me bring this up, because I did, hopefully you guys, hang on, and it's being silly and it's supposed to not do that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's not the right one.
That's not the right one.
Like in the middle.
Okay, there we go. All right, so
there we are.
So hopefully you guys can see this. I haven't locked it. Let me make this a little bit. Doing it live. Here we go. Okay. All right. So retail current. All right. Let's talk about that. We've got at the moment, this is what your default is. Okay, so this is what we're used to.
Yeah, that's what we have right now. When you log into the game, first get in, character starting area screen, that's what we have to work with.
Yes, exactly. So if you play default, you will know exactly what you're dealing with currently. So that part's fine. Now, if we go to the next one, now bear with me, because this is, okay, this is the new, this is the new UI setup. Now, this is not the default, because there's two types. There is classic, And there is, what is it, modern? No, what do they call it?
There's modern default and there's classic default. When you first load in, I did not touch anything on that screen. All I did was walk to the bridge in Stormwind. That is strictly the modern default. That's what everything looks like when you first load in. You haven't touched a single effing thing. So you've got the chat block sitting kind of funny, squished under your bars. And I did manage to get a UI that looks similar to what we have now, but I had to play with it a little bit.
Yeah. And the same. I tried going with this setup, which really threw me because... Even though I have more the classic setup, it's a little bit more involved because obviously I've got bartender and I've got the other one that I utilize, Z Pearl, and various ones to make, you know, different bits and pieces. So I have my own modified, and that's whether I'm playing a normal tune or a challenge tune. It makes no difference. I keep the same setup right across because that's what I'm familiar with. So this for me really was quite like, oh my goodness, it was very
jarring, and yeah. It's a whole ass a lot, I'm gonna tell you. I feel like this UI was built for people that have larger monitors than I own. Yeah. I think my monitor might be 27 inches, maybe, and it feels like it's made for bigger than that because of how much stuff they put in there.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's probably not a bad point. I must admit that I've got big screen, so on the big screen, it did feel like there was a lot of space. But then it felt there was a lot of stuff that was like down the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And looking at my screenshot, like it looks like it's all crammed in there coming up. So,
yeah.
But I also had almost every option turned on just so that you could see what we're dealing with.
Yes, exactly. So again, this is the default of the new. We're going to talk about how you can change things, etc. So so that's just to give you the heads up on what things are looking at. So now, it worked. Okay.
Yay!
I like when things do. I've got it on 3 minutes that I can give or take. Okay, so this is looking at what we've got for the new UI when you go into the game menu and versus current, which I think great, really good, Nisi. Thank you for doing that. That at least gives you guys an overview of, hey, this is how things look when you go into, you know, when you escape, when you go into that game menu, that you're not going to kind of go, hey, what's going on?
Just a precursor, this is what it looks like in beta. You can see there's a couple things missing from the current to the new, like shop isn't there, and there's the add-on button, I think, is missing on the new one. There's a couple of red menus that are missing. Don't know if those are going to come in when it goes live, but those are missing right now.
Yeah. And it might be because add-ons weren't, like, I wasn't able to run add-ons or anything within. I think there were some that you could, but you'd have to manually do it. And I'm like, I don't have the time to manually
Patience.
Yeah. So so for me, I was just like, yeah, no, I'm not going to worry about it.
The little errors were bad enough.
Play with what we've got and go with those. So so at the moment, so that just gives you a basis. So when you log in and you're like looking at stuff, that it gives you an idea of how things are looking. All right, hang on. Let me just bear with me for a sec because I need to remove that one and remove that one. Now, let's go to the modern default option.
I don't know if you can make that a little bit bigger. You can put it over me if you need to, just so it can be seen a little bit.
All right, let's go. Okay, how's that?
That might be good. Look, I don't know. Let's see if Bear can see that.
See, you can. You look like you're peering over the top. All right, how's that?
Let me go.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about this. This is what happens when you click on the edit. What do you call it? HUD edit mode.
Yeah, HUD edit mode. In the red menu, when you in the game menu, when you hit escape, it's going to be edit mode. That's where you're going to go to open the UI options. And boy, are there options. So the little gray box in the middle, well, not really little, but it's taking up the majority of the middle of my screen, is all of the options for things that you can turn on. So you have your target and your focus you can turn on, your party frames, your loot menu, your chat box, the mini map, your pet bar, your stance bar, all of the things. And you can decide what you want turned on and what you want turned off. So you can kind of customize your challenge setup versus your non-challenge setup a little bit more. Yep. So that's kind of cool. But there was a couple of things I was surprised you couldn't really touch, like the XP bar. You couldn't move. That's anchored to the bottom. There's no move in that to where you want it, which I thought was odd. And there's a couple of other odd things that they didn't touch. But, you know, for the most part, those are your options.
And that's then, as you can see, like behind the main box that's in the middle, you can see the stuff that's highlighted.
Yes, everything blue is something that you can move edit, around, adjust, what have you.
Yeah, so you can adjust those in size, move them right across. Like all the bits and pieces. So if you want to move your chat up to the top across there, like then that becomes specific to, well, what do you want for your way of playing? Now, when I had the time to be in beta and play around with it, which I did, and I did take screenshots, but they're certainly not as good as what Niecy has done. So thank you. You know, I could change the width, I can make things bigger, smaller, you know, change all that around, move it anywhere I wanted within screen wise. So certainly customizable for then creating what I wanted. Now on this one, the classic default option, which is the second one. So if you go to back to classic and say, no, I want to just have that classic look of having up the top, having my portrait, what I'm targeting. So taking it right back to, kind of default of now, you can do it. So this is what this one looks like. Okay. So
yeah, and up at the top of that HUD menu there, it says near that little eye in the left hand corner, it says layout. For those that can't see it that well in the screenshot, there's a little drop down menu, and when you click on that, it'll say modern, classic.
Yeah.
And then there'll be an area to save or import a save that you have from somewhere else or something. Yeah. So there's other options in there. So that's how you switch between what you want to use.
Yeah, exactly. So it gives you the option to go from that. And again, it's, as I said, it looks like you won't be able to play for a few days while figuring all that out. Absolutely. There is a lot. Like for me to jump into a game and just play, I can't do that. I have to have everything looking right before I feel comfortable to sit down and play. So I know that
those that were in the mod chat and the Discord, I don't think they really understood what I kept bitching about, because every time there was an update, or almost every week that they updated beta, they wiped the UI and you had to reset it. Yep. So this is what I was bitching about, because every time they wiped it, everything where I had moved everything and got it to somewhere where I was agreeable with, that I could function with, it was gone, and I had to start all over again. And then it took me like another 15-20 minutes of playing around and trying to get stuff resituated. I got a little bit faster as I've had to do it a few more times, but it was still annoying as shit.
Yeah. And I totally get what you're saying, Fed. Like, it is annoying that you can't just sit down and play. I mean, again, look, try it, see how things go. But for me, I think that if I sit and spend, and if it takes me an hour or 2 hours or however long, once I get the setup exactly how I want to play for one turn, then I know that's going to be right across for everything. So once I feel comfortable, like, you can with the one,
your setup, I'll be, and you can put it on another challenger. So
yeah,
it's one painful attempt and then it's fixed.
And you can make this stuff like change to be, I think it was to be specific to character to save or to account. There is an option.
Yeah, you can save it to just that character, or you can save it as a general UI option that you can grab from any character. Yep. So once I got something that was serviceable that I could deal with, then as I was making new characters, providing they didn't wipe it again, I was just going back in and grabbing that save, and then I could go.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm a default player. I load in, I turn on my extra, my two side action bars and my second action bar on the bottom. I throw my Hearthstone on, I throw my food on, and I'm gone after I hit my box that I need to check. But so this was really like, what the F is happening? So this I was not happy about, but this is why we wanted to do this, so you guys know what you're walking into, so it's not an overwhelming meltdown thing that's going to happen on Tuesday when you get in.
Exactly. So at least if you're prepared, you'll see. Now for this one here, this is the grid. So you can up the top next to where it's got, if you want the classic or the, what did we say, modern. Look, you've got grid and you've got snap. So you can tick grid and it brings up so you can see all the lines to help center
double
things.
Double line it, yeah.
Etc. If that makes it easier, I didn't use that myself. I did turn it on to have a look, and I thought, you know what, that seems helpful. I don't know if you can darken or make the lines stand out fair, like, because I must admit, one of the things I thought is maybe that might help, you know, yourself or other people like me when I'm not wearing my glasses and things like that. But I couldn't see any information to say that you could, like, darken it. So I'm not 100% sure.
Colorblind mode didn't talk about changing the color on the grid option. I only saw about, like, nameplates or character stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't see it mention this. And you don't have to have the grid turned on. I just turned it on so you guys could see it was an option.
Yeah.
And snap was an option. When I set up mine, I left snap on and I turned the grid off.
I think snap was default, so
yeah, I just left it there. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. So again, you know, see how it goes. See, it might be something that's helpful for you. It might not. It depends on what your style of utilizing things are. So whether someone might come out with an add-on could be a thing, you know, that might help enhance that. That could be another thing.
It could be.
You know, again, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Okay, so let's talk about this one. I eat action bars. Okay, go for it.
So this is showing you that every blue box is something that you can touch. Now, when you click on a box, each box, each blue highlighted thing has its own option box that is then going to pop up. So this is why I was saying it felt really cluttered when I was trying to get this sorted, and it felt like this was made for a bigger monitor. On a side note, that HUD edit box, you can drag that around the screen to slide it out of your way so you can see what you're doing. That can be moved wherever. And you can move around the sub options box. So like the action bars, you can change how big the spacing is in between each button. You can change how many buttons that you want on the screen per bar. There's the length of your bar, the size of it, you can take it up to, what was it? I think 100%. And if that's too big, then you can start bumping it down to fit how you want it to set up, like to 90%, 80%, 70%. And there's a shortcut from the action bar option box that will take you into the what we know as the interface menu, which will now be the option menu. We'll get there, where you can turn on your extra action bars. You can turn the ones on the side that are currently missing in this shot, or, you know, you can add like 6 or 7, was it like up to 7 action bars, 8 action bars, I think, in total, depending on, I don't know how somebody's going to fit that many action bars on their screen, but to be perfectly honest, but, you know, you can add more action bars on through there. You can hide the little art thingies on the ends of the action bars there. So where the little griffin is, you can make him go away if that's bothering you. But like each box you check will have a different set of options. I will say right now, as of this moment, when I did these screenshots on Tuesday, you can click the mini map box and move it around. You cannot change the font on the text at the top of it, and you cannot change the size of it, which I thought was rather odd. But, you know, okay. But because the map itself's a little big, and I'd like the text bigger. I would like to be able to touch them. That hasn't been done yet, if they're going to do it, at the time that the screenshot was taken.
Yeah, exactly. So again, you know, all we're doing is giving you the information. I know, like, Fair and Stir, you both said you much prefer just doing the classic look. That's how you normally play. And again, it might be something that once you get into game and you don't touch anything and you're happy, you change it to classic. Everything, it might be just exactly what you guys need. You might not have to make any changes whatsoever. I don't know, but I know certainly for the way that I play, when I hopped into beta and alpha and looking at all the bits and pieces, for me, I just went, oh my god.
Yeah, you and I were both having a brain meltdown over this. Now, in this screenshot, you can see I did move the chat box just to show you. If you make a change and you go to close out the HUD menu, it tells you you didn't save your changes.
You have to
and
save it.
The save button highlights in green. And then you've got a thing that shows up at the X that says you have unsaved changes because, you know, you don't want to lose everything that you just did.
Yeah.
So there, in green there, it says a new layout that you can click. And then you just, you type in what you want to call your layout. As you, is it in this one? I don't see. Yeah, at the top of this, at the very top, it's really hard to see. I think I have something that says Nisi test up there. That was the UI that I was using that after I had made everything. You'll see what my final UI looked like out of the new setup in a couple of shots, I think, or maybe one coming up. But yeah, you make sure that you save.
Yes.
And then you can save it to that character only, or you can save it so you can pull it from any of your other characters.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the thing that I thought was really good, which again is takes from like Bartender, because I've used Bartender forever. It saves it as, so if I have my main Lita, I can then go and set the same thing, you know, for every Warlock, for every challenge tune. If I have my main challenge tune that I use and I say it's Iron Lita, then when I go, I just copy straight from Iron Lita. And that's, you know, it literally would take me 10 seconds because I've already set it up once. I just go, yep, no, that's the one I want. And it will, shoo, okay, now I'm good. Now I can start playing. So kind of a similar thing. I don't know how long it would take, but I was saving stuff left, right, and center just to try. And then it didn't happen. I've got a story to tell you in a bit, but anyway, yes, let's talk about
Hunter. Sorry, I can just imagine where that story is going to go.
Oh, hang on. Was it the Iron Hunter or was it the Working Man Hunter? Anyway, we'll get to that. So there's all, you know, bits and pieces. So I tried playing around with various things. And again, there is a lot. Take from this what you will. again, we can only we're giving you the information.
We'll put all of these screenshots in an actual blog post so that way you guys can go back and reference them, because this is a whole ass lot.
Yeah.
So that HUD menu, like I said, there's a little thing that says collapse options and expand options. If you hit collapse options, it tucks up into a nice little box so you can see a little bit easier. This is the UI I settled on. After a while, I've got like pet bars and stance bars over here under my chat block. Ignore the little purple thing. That's the bug report. You guys won't have to deal with that in live. I've got a vehicle exit button there next to my action bars. The big long block above the action bars, that's the talking head box. And I'm like, what the fuck is a talking head box? It's the thing where the character pops up or the NPC pops up and it's talking to you about your quest options. Like Morgraine would keep popping up on your screen. So it talks for a minute, you can close it out. It doesn't have to stay there. The another box underneath of it is the extra zone abilities. So just somewhere where I could grab it real quick. I'm sure stuff will get adjusted as time goes on and I see these options pop up and I'm like, oh, I don't like that there. But you know, I mean, you can move cast bars around. I think that bottom bar at the very bottom of my screen under the chat box, I think that's my cast bar I've got down there.
Yep.
And you know, there's the quest log, there's my side action bars. And so, I mean, it looks cluttered because of so much I have turned on, but it was also so that you could see what things would look like potentially. Exactly. And you don't see these boxes once you save, all of it goes away and it only pops up as you encounter the thing.
Exactly. And that's another thing, like we had said earlier, you turn on the bits that you want from that initial, you know, do I need this on? Do I need that? I think when I first started, I kind of had kept minimal on. I turned everything off, which was a lot of fun when you're on a hunter and you're like, where's my pet abilities?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't got it turned on. Right. So, you know, there was those kind of things of realizing, trying to play minimalistic, I think that's the right word. And then realizing there's still things that you need to actually.
As beta was going on, they were adding more options to that HUD menu of things that, you know, you could move and stuff. So like every week when we logged in, I'm like, oh, what sweet hell is this now? So raid bosses weren't there at first and all of the things. Quest log wasn't an option to move at first. And I like definitely put in a bug report about that, because I'm like, look, damn it, you can move everything else, but you can't move this, so this stuff sitting on top of that. It was quite a thing. I think they got quite a lot of angry feedback on that one, because they changed it real quick, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yes, I would agree. Okay, so the new minimap, that's how it's looking. What did you want to say about
that? So, minimap's going to be up in the corner. This does look a little different. It looks a little more streamlined, but I actually hate it, to be perfectly honest. My vision's not the greatest. I've got a real bad astigmatism. So even you can't change the font on this. So up at the very top above the mini map, there's a little tiny box. And that's how tiny it is in game on my monitor, on what was it, 1920 by 1080 resolution. So the little green name there, it says the canals. That's where you are. So that's your location. At next, towards the right hand corner is the time, whatever you have your time set to, whether it's current time where you are or realm time. That tiny thing, that's the time clock. At the very, very far right-hand corner, that little tiny square, that's how you access the calendar. And I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Why is that so tiny? And but there it is. And I'm like, yo, no, this ain't it.
Yeah.
But that's how you get to the calendar. And your tracking is that little tiny gray thing right before the green text. It's binoculars. So that's how you turn on tracking your townsfolk or flight points or mailboxes.
Well, the hunter.
Tracking ore and flowers seems to automatically turn on from what I've been able to tell.
Some did.
But I'm not 100% sure. Some did, some didn't. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Might be a beta thing.
Yes. And I agree, Fair. I'm really hoping that Sexy Map will have, like, much more an update that everything will be right, because visually, like Tiny Words is not good either. So like I struggle with that. So I'm really hoping that there will be options to make.
I was hopeful.
I don't need the map bigger. I need the words bigger. So yeah.
Like they were so into accessibility and stuff, and I'm like, hey, this is a great accessibility opportunity, and you blew it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we can make the text a different font size in our chat, we ought to be able to make that bigger.
Yeah.
It just didn't make sense to me. I don't know. Maybe it'll get adjusted as more feedback comes in when it goes live. We can hope. Again, we're in beta, and beta's gonna beta. And I know people don't understand what that means, but there was a lot of bugs going on this week. Like, the bug report bugged, and we couldn't submit bug reports for the bug report. So it was a whole thing.
And errors up and down every time you did something. So hopefully there will be options to change. And again, changing colors. Like, for me, green on green is not good. Like, like visually, I'd like to be able to change that stuff to maybe white, make it bigger, bolder, like whichever. So hopefully we will see what happens. I'm sure there'll be updates with add-ons like sexy maps and that. Like, we just go like this, because at the moment I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the add-on side of things as to who's been working on what, but
And what I could see from the colorblind menu, there wasn't a whole lot of options in there, but we'll see. Maybe something will get added in the next little bit. But I think this might be it for release for Tuesday.
We will see.
Okay. So these next few screenshots, you're gonna see an odd black box over the chat. There was a spirited discussion going on about dragon riding, and I didn't want to bring that into the screenshots because it was getting a little messy. So that's what that is. That's not actually what my chat.
That sounds like. Unusual for chat in a major city.
Well, they were all in the. For some reason, dragon. Flight beta chat went everywhere, so it didn't matter where you were, and they were getting a little heated. I'm just gonna go with spirited. So we didn't need to see that. So that's what that's about. You're gonna see it change sizes as we go from here on forward.
Nice. All right, so yeah, so talking about the bags, there are the options to, again, and I'm guessing because this is what's the add-on? Is it one bag or there's a few add-ons?
There's a couple. I use Bagnon. I think one bag might be another one. I prefer Bagnon because I can see what's in my other characters' bags. And Bagnon lets you move your bags all over the screen
Yeah,
that's another bone I have to pick with this new UI, but yeah. Whatever. We'll get there. You can still use the separate bags where each individual one is. There is a new bag slot. So there's a new bag slot specifically for a reagent crafting supply bag. That's the only type of bag you can stick in that slot. I had not come across one yet.
Herbing,
so that's
mining,
why that slot's open.
Skinning.
Skinning flowers, herbs, or
will allow to have like your threads. I'm pretty sure it will allow you. So which is really good. It takes that out of the main bag. So so here's the combined bags look, which I'm guessing you were happy on. I'm like you. I like separate bags. I cannot do one bag. It's like me with my handbag. I have a big bag with many compartments. Drives my husband nuts. But anyway, I must have compartments. Same as in game.
I was excited to see the combined bag because I was like, oh, maybe I can drop an add-on. This is great. Except there's some problems with it as far as I feel, my own personal opinion. Number one, this sucker is anchored. You cannot move him. He is immovable. You cannot change where he sits on the screen. So if you're going along and you go to open your bag to look for something, it's covering up some of your action bar, It's covering your quest log. You can't see shit. And I'm just like, yeah, really? We could move everything else and you're not going to let us move this? What the hell? Another problem that I noticed, and this might be a bug, I don't know. The bags, when you hit combined bag, were filling backwards. And I know some people might not understand what that means. And I'm a bit anal about how I set my bags up and where I want things to be. Number one, I don't have the SIM enabled because I don't have my own cell phone. So those four, those locks, those are going to sit there. I can't make them go away unless I add the cell phone number, and I don't want to. Yeah. So normally the Hearthstone's in the first available bag slot. Its position there is the last available bag slot in the first bag. And I was like, what? And from there on in, the entire time I've been in beta, it's been backfilling each bag. It goes to the last available slot in that particular bag and then is filling to the first. And I'm like, what? Yeah. This is dumb. Why is this doing this? Like, I got lost looking in my bags for my stuff. I'm like, where is my stuff? Where did it go? And that's how it was filling. So be aware. I don't know if they've fixed it yet. I haven't been in beta to play in like 2 days, but that could be just a thing. So be aware of that. It might get fixed. I don't know. It could have been a beta bug. Just making you guys aware of that. Now you can move stuff around, and once you put it there, you know, if it's something that'll stack, it'll stay there. But, you know, it's just a thing that I experienced, so just want to let you guys know.
Yeah.
And there is also bag options coming in where you can set each bag to hold a specific thing. So you can set, you know, this bag to hold junk, this bag to hold quest items, this bag to hold what the hell ever. I thought that was interesting. I'm not sure if that was fully working yet on beta. I think I tried it, but I don't think it actually did the thing that I told it to do. But, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's something coming in. So I thought that was a nice touch. I'd be happier if we could move the bag, but, you know, what can we do?
I would have thought that would make sense to be able to give you that option, considering can move the other stuff, but anyway, so yeah, there are a lot of options. What works for you, what stuff that you take from that, all we know is there's gonna be huge amount of change, so we just want to prep you ready for Tuesday so you don't log in and be like, holy hell, what's going on? At least this gives you an option. You might be able to think about it over the next couple of days, work out, you know, some of this stuff might be relevant, some of it's not. You take it with a grain of salt, but we're just giving you the heads up. So hopefully when Tuesday hits around and everything's live and pre-patches has started that, you know, because obviously there's no going back. Like, there's no going
this
back.
Is it
this is it moving forward, so yeah. All right, so at least you know there are bag options. We know you can still keep the separate bags, and agreed, I'm a person, I like to put my stuff in the bags. I don't like the game telling me this has to go into this bag. No, I have, that's how it's always been. I just that's my little OCD. I must put that in that bag, and that goes in that bag. So I'm happy to play around and hopefully work again how I want my bags to be. So that gives me options to keep it with that.
It takes some getting used to. I was starting to get used to it. I wasn't really happy about it, but I was starting to get used to it at this point, in and out of beta a few times.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it needs work still, I think, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Zaius's classic, word starts to look like a nice option. It's, look, we don't like change. Admittedly, a lot of us don't like change. It takes a bit, but obviously, the game is, what, 18, 19 years old. There's a lot.
They haven't done a UI change really in a very long time. So all of this...
So this is painful to us long-time players.
Exactly, exactly. Because they're throwing everything at us with the UI. Like, it's not a little bit, it is... the whole thing. So
yeah, it is very overwhelming. Yeah, I feel like a pinata just exploded above our heads and like, yeah. Figure it out!
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the new interface menu, that just is a reminder of how it's looking. Again, whether it's a little bit different when it goes live on Tuesday due to, you know, other things like your add-ons and that, which might pop up. But again, just to give you the basics, that's what we're seeing in beta. So it's going to be very...
interface is now called options. Do you remember that? Options. So when you go into the game menu and you're like, where the hell is the interface menu? Because it's been interface for eons. Mm. It's now called options.
Yes. All right, so hang on, let me go, what screenshot was that one? Hang on, I'm going to go, nope, not that one. All right, let's have a look. Just waiting for the next one. Sorry, give me a minute. I'm just... No!
Looking for 15.
I'm looking for 15.
Yeah. I had to bring up my saves on it to be like, what number was that one? We're on 14, looking for 15.
Okay. No. Why is it being... Okay. Just bear with me. I'm just going to go through the list like this. All right. Okay. There we go. We got
there. We are.
Oh, hang on. I need to change it. Otherwise, it's going to be like, no, we're not doing it. There we go. Okay. All right. So, this is the current controls retail interface menu, as you guys are well and truly probably
used to. This is what we're used to now. This is what we have. You know, this is what we've had forever. And you can see at the top it says interface, and you can see quite a few options on the side there.
Yep.
And that's what we have right now. It does not look like that in beta.
All right. Here's your new options menu. You thought you had options before. You do now.
I will say I do like the cleaned up look of this, and each tab or sub menu or whatever, it's grouped up. I do like how they have it grouped up. It feels a little bit easier to navigate. I will give it that. We'll see how we go, but it's okay. It's all right. I don't have too many complaints about this.
The good thing, though, there is a search function, which is up the top right there. So if it's easier, you know, type what you're looking. Display only, you know, bars, guild chat, or like whatever you need to do.
If your brain's just completely shut down and you're just not seeing the thing, you can try typing it in to see if that can help you get to where you need to go a little bit faster,
which seemed to be, and I did play around with that last week, just checking kind of search options, and most of the stuff, I'm pretty sure everything that I kind of searched, everything did pop up quite easily.
Oh, good. That was one thing I hadn't messed with. I'd seen it when I had done the screenshots, and I was like, okay. I had such a killer migraine when I was taking the screenshots. I gotta tell you, I was just in there taking them, and I'm like, what do I need next? And I was just, like, going down my list. I wasn't really looking too hard, because then the next night I went back in and cleaned everything up. But I was just like, okay, this. And I saw the search feature. I was like, huh. I saw it when I was doing the editing on all the screenshots. I was like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So as much as it does look overwhelming, I think if you can remember, use the search function to get like your main stuff, obviously, to make sure display only achievements is on and that, because looking for it could take you. But again, if you want to delve into and have a look, a good look into each section, go for it. But if you want to quickly find, go to search. Also, so just a reminder, there is large nameplates available, which is always
It's going to be on the interface submenu or tab or whatever page, whatever you want to call it. So that's in there. That's where all of your nameplates are going to be, NPC, players, whatever, but it is tucked into there. Stuff is in a few different places in this one.
Yes. And sometimes it's, I found it wasn't obvious. Like, I'd be looking for a certain thing and be like, oh, surely it's in that tab. And I was like, no, it's not. So again, utilize the search function. It does, like, it does make things easy. But if you want to know what each tab has and you want to take your time and go through it, go for it. Okay, so the next one is action bar options, which is really
good. This one's pretty self-explanatory. You can lock your bar here if you want to. You can have you set your unlock key, and then this is just, this is if you want to check your boxes before you go into your edit menu, or you can take the shortcut from the edit menu to get to here. You know, you can just turn on whichever action bars that you want. So yeah, there is a total of 8 action bars. It's the bottom two.
Yep.
And then there's 4 and 5 are your ones on the side above your bag. And then 6, 7, and 8 are in the middle of the screen. Or 3, 6, 7, and 8 are in the middle of the screen above 2.
Yeah, exactly. So, but action bars will take you to that, which is at least is good. Okay, so self-cast key, where are we looking for that one?
Those that use it. So this is in your combat page, I guess we'll call it. So this is going to be like where your scrolling self-text is, you know, your target of target, if you want to turn that on. And for those that do use auto self-cast, and or if they choose a self-cast key, this is the page where you're going to find it.
Exactly. So again, you know, you could self-cast, you know, that's if you're looking for search stuff, which is a good thing to do. Zaya, you do make a good point. It is hard to search for something if you don't remember what it's called. Absolutely. But if you've got a vague idea, you know, like key bindings, like, I'm sure people will get there. But again, options. But I did find it was fascinating myself when I did look in each one and kind of went, holy hell, there is a lot. But at the same stage, like, I think for me, I can sit down and look more into it when it's live, as opposed to looking into so much of it in beta, because all you want to do is kind of get into the gist of playing and seeing how the game feels, not the
beta was a lot. Yeah. So
yes,
it was a lot of overwhelming brain melting going on. But yeah.
All right. Okay. Most important.
So this page is going to be the most important page for challengers. This is your social page. So social tab is blocking trades, your guild member alerts, your language filters. At the bottom of the page, there's the spot where you can link your Twitter account. So, you know, if you guys want to post screenshots of your challengers and tag them, hashtag wild challenges, you know, maybe kind of, sort of, hey, cool. But then towards this screen, or in the middle of the screen, basically, is where your display only character achievements to others has moved to. It might have been social in the other one as well, but it's not at the bottom of a column. It's in the middle now.
Yep.
So we will make sure that this photo gets put on the website somewhere.
Yeah. Because it is most important. Most important. Absolutely.
Yes, you must check this box at the latest before you go to add to the website. You should probably check it as soon as you make your character, just so you have it checked. That's what I do, so I don't forget. But we've had a lot of people lately messaging us in Discord and on Twitter saying, hey, I can't add my character. It says I did raid bosses. I just made this character. You forgot to check your box, guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you check that and then try to add again. And then if it's still giving you a problem, then we'll dig deeper. But it's most likely that box wasn't checked.
Normally nine times out of ten, that's exactly what it is. And we, you know, that's under FAQ as well, you know, first thing. It says that my character's done all these things. It's probably because you haven't done that. So new position for where it'll be, most important, obviously, for our challenge tunes. No, Dave, there is not a checkbox to do not die.
You were doing so good, Dave. You're going to get there. Like you keep getting there. You keep getting close.
You can do it, Dave. Absolutely. All right.
And fair, I don't think it will reject you. It should just be code as to whether the box has been checked. I don't think that's going to be a problem. We'll find out on Tuesday or Wednesday when things go live. And if something pops up, you know, we'll send Zaya and Rudd and Nap in there.
Good
and
luck,
we'll see
wardens.
If they can figure it out. We'll rally the wardens and we'll send them in. We'll arm them up and we'll see what they can figure out. But I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think the code just says, is the box checked?
We will see.
We'll figure it out.
We will see. Okay.
We'll see.
Let's have a look at this one, because this is obviously very important for people like us. Motion sickness options.
Yeah.
Vertigo.
Yeah, so this is going to be the accessibilities tab. You know, you're going to have a thing, the general tab in this block, it lets you turn on quest contrast. And I must say, this is the first time I really looked at this box, and I did turn quest contrast on, and I had a hell of a lot easier time reading the quest boxes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, that's a lot easier on my eyes. And you'll find, you know, you can turn your cinematic subtitles on, your move pad if you use one of those, and the motion sickness options, which you're definitely going to want to know where that is when dragon riding comes in. I've got some stories for you about that, but that's why I covered that box. That's why I covered my chat. But it's good to know where that is. So make a mental note. If you have vertigo, motion sickness, you have like light and quick special effect issues, just know where that box is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, another, hang on, where are we? Next one is colorblind mode options.
Yeah, so I mean, this is pretty self-explanatory for those that are used to dealing with this menu. You can change the color of I think your aggro, like if the stuff's neutral or hostile to you, and then it looked like maybe you could change. I don't know if that was like class names or the colors on the class names or something in the chat. Maybe I didn't really explore this one too much.
No,
This is where you're gonna find the options.
Yeah, there's definitely options there. So see how I go on that one. Okay, and we've got this one. Text to speech.
Okay, so last one is, you know, your text to speech. So this is, you know, for those that use that option, I know some do. So if you're talking and to put it into chat for you, or it can read the chat to you, this is where those options are going to be. And the one thing I did not take screenshots of is the systems menu, because those you're just going to have to play with on your own and figure it out. That's where your graphics options are going to be, your audio options, more language options, and your internet network options. So those are just things that you guys can figure out on your own, but those are also in this menu as well at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. So again, there is a lot of stuff.
A lot to take in when you walk into it unannounced, so that's why we wanted to, you know, break it down, show the screenshots, make it a little bit easier to digest.
Yeah.
And when I do the blog post, I will try to get the photos as big as I can for you, Fair, so you can see them. They might be a little bit easier to see in the blog post format.
Yeah, We will, you know, and again, look, if you need a, maybe even if we can do an, like a closer, if you need to have a closer look at them, let us know and we can send you
specific zoomed in things.
It's not a problem. We understand. I mean, obviously we're not doing that for every single person, but, they will be up on the website. We'll put it with the blog post.
I'll try to get it up before Tuesday. We'll see how I'm feeling and how my schedule works, because this wasn't a blog post I had planned on doing, or else I would have done it already. But I just happened to think we should probably do that like 10 minutes before the show, and I was like, damn.
And so, I agree. It's been a bit of a week.
Give me a couple of days.
Yeah, so we will definitely get that sorted. I'm just going to let them scroll through to give you guys, there is so much there. So we really just wanted to say, hey, look, please be aware. For some of you, it might not be an issue. Some of you might be like,
some people will be like, okay, whatever, what's the big deal?
You will be like, So again, take it, leave it, whatever works for you guys. All right, let's get on with it, because
you said it was gonna be a longer show.
I did. It's a long show today. All right, so weeks and wow, taking screenshots for the show.
Yeah, that was like 2 days worth of work right there. But we were originally planning on doing beta part two this week. Mm-hmm. So I was in beta.
We do that
next
week.
I was elbow deep in beta. I'll go deeper into what I encountered next week when we actually do beta part two. Mm. It was a lot. I was checking some stuff that I thought, oh, that's weird, and went back and checked it, and I was like, oh, okay. I actually thought it had been fixed, and I went back and double checked it, because I realized I didn't do the thing the exact way I had done it the first time. And when I replicated the exact way I did it the first time, I was like, oh crap. So there were some things that could just be beta being beta, but we'll go into that more next week, and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was mostly just beta testing, because I'm not playing retail at the moment. My sub's gonna lapse here in the end of the month, so we need to take some time off from paying for WoW for a little while. So I'm going on WoW vacation for a little bit, but I can still get in there and do some beta testing and what have you. So. Yeah.
Well, I must admit, I did manage to jump in and do a little bit. Well, I had planned to do quite a bit. I had planned to do quite a bit. I actually copied over my, which one was it? One of my Iron Hunters. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a play around with her. I also copied over Working Man, so that way I could take, have a look at the...
I tried to do that, and then I saw something that made me mad, so then I had to backtrack and just make a new character.
Well,
I think you know what I'm talking about, too, but...
I mostly did, I thought I would explore some different areas that... I just thought I'd go and check out some different quests just to see how it would follow through. Anyway, I was in Thunder Bluff, and I thought, you know what? I'll go down to Tanaris. That sounds like a plan. Yeah, that didn't happen, because I got past... I think it was Thousand Needles. Then my screen started going very bad. Not my screen, WoW. And I'm looking at WoW and I'm going, this is not good. And then somewhere there, she dropped and fell. And there was no end. I could not log out. I could not do anything. So I shut the game down, and all it showed was that she was in Tanaris. And I went,
I had one of those moments too.
I'm not going to hop back on there because I don't know what's going to happen. But I did. I don't have the screenshots. I did take screenshots. This one, she's falling. Like, she's literally like, I'm falling. And there was
able to get screenshots of yours. I didn't have time to get the screenshot of mine because it was immediately DCing me.
It was interesting. So I ended up making, so I copied another tune and just went, you know what, we just don't go there. It just dropped. Yeah, it was just, it was falling. It was like parachuting without the parachute.
Yeah,
it was very surreal. And I even positioned the camera, which is not a good idea, and looked down and went, oh dear lord, I can't look at that, that's not good. So then I just deleted her because I was like, she's not coming back from that. And then I jumped on, like, copied some other irons over a working man. Did I do the passy? Like, I copied a few different ones and just played around with stuff. So, yeah.
It's beta. Like, submitting a bug report on a beta character, they don't fix what's wrong. That character will forever be locked like that. They will fix it so it doesn't happen again in theory, but that character's dead to you now, so you have to start over.
Yeah.
Usually. Mine wasn't dead to me. I did manage to get out of my falling. I'll go into it more next week because it was about something that I was testing specifically. Mm. But I was like, oh no. And I don't think that was necessarily a beta bug, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah. We got much to talk about next week as well. Yeah. So anyway,
I've got notes that you haven't seen yet.
We will leave that till next week. Okay, so let's get on to the news, because obviously there is a lot of news this week.
A little bit.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Okay, so as we said earlier, they have dropped Dragonflight pre-patch. Starts this week. I did put the link into the chat. I will do it again because that was like an hour ago. So let's throw that in there now. It is coming in two parts.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me.
No problem.
There is
so
much.
Yeah, we've got the talent trees coming in. Those don't mean anything to us. Don't put talents on your challengers.
Yeah.
But, you know, talent trees, the new UI, which is the biggest thing of all. I think part two, it has a couple other things. It has it broke down, but the big thing with part two is going to be the Drakthir coming in, and I think that's when the pre-patch event starts.
Yes. Which is the second part. So
yes.
So at the moment, it seems that from this week, you will be okay in the cities. Again, I would, from what I've looked at, it seems to be all right. The primal, what are they calling it? The primal events, which come into the second part, is going to be in specific zones. They're all happening at the same time. We'll talk more about that probably next week as well. So just be wary, and obviously just be super aware that it will happen on at this point, so you might have to be very careful challenger wise but just giving you the heads up on that. So there's lots happening, obviously, between now, from this week, until Dragonflight, like, the whole thing goes live. So there's lots going on. Okay, so we've got some congratulations. So congratulations to, surprisingly, on becoming our ninth Green Man Challenge champion. So congratulations on that. They're an allied race. We don't do write-ups for allied race. But again, congratulations. Wonderful achievement, no matter. Also to Zaya Nawa. I think I got that right. Zaya, congratulations. Yay! 51st Shadowlands Ironman champion. 51, guys. 51.
Yes.
Amazing. Well done. You got the write-up done for Zaya, so thank you.
Yeah.
And that's up on the website. So again, go and have a read, guys. It's always interesting to read people's journeys and what they've done on leveling those characters. So that's really good. Also, reminder, Hallows End is in full swing. We'll continue until November 1st. So you've still got, over a week and a little bit. I got to play it. Where is it? Chris isn't in the chat room. She's probably sleeping, but this is for her. I have to. It is that time of year. And don't forget, obviously, great for just about every challenge tune, except for Bloods. Sorry, Bloods. Yep. No good no for one Bloods. Loves you. Getting the candy buckets, fantastic. You know, all of that. So
don't forget though, watch your hostile PvP zone flips.
Yes.
For Arathi Highlands and
Darkshore
and Tirisfal. I think are the three.
Tirisfal, yep, so, because it goes into the new Tirisfal and then go to Zadormi and
yeah, Darkshore will encompass Darnassus and Dolinar as well.
Yeah, exactly. So anyone else that on their mains, if you're chasing the mount, again, good luck because, yeah, chasing those kinds of things can be exhausting, but obviously if you're on your challenge tune, just be very aware of crossing into zones that could be a little bit more tricky. All right, so the last thing I've got to talk about is that we do have a current promotion on the gear store until October 23rd, so for another day. Free standard shipping if you're looking at getting anything. We've got the Halloween merch there. We've got also the Christmas merch is there if you want to get ready for anything for Christmas. Go check it out. Anything that you get, a percentage of that supports the site and all of that. So to those that help out, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, State of the Challenges time. Let's have a look. It's been a busy week. All right, Irons, Nisi, what have we got?
So there was some carnage on this list this week. I don't know what all was happening, guys, but sorry. But here we go. 10, Espresso Cats, 31. Ninth is this week for Irons Tiptoe, 32, but RIP. 8, Captain Longjaw, 33, but RIP. 7th, Russian Orc, 38, RIP. Iron Aya, 39, red flagged due to 8 uncommon gear slots being equipped. 5th this week, Brass Bolts, 50. 4, Back to Basic, 51, RIP. 3rd? We'll go with 3rd. Fair Glean, it's been a long week. Fair Glean, 52. 2nd, Mendacity, 59. And 1st, Zaya Nawa, 60. R50, 1st, Shadowlands Iron Man Champion.
Exactly. All right, Bloods, let's have a look. We have got 4 Bloods this week. We have at number 4, Fey Rage at level 10, yellow flagged for kills. So go kill Mostoff. Pretty much, that's it. Number three this week is Taco Dotto at 24. Number two is Taco Loco at 30, RIP. Number one this week is Zaya Bingra at level 59. He's so busy. He's so busy.
Yeah, that's his non-green bloodthirsty. So he's in white and gray. So he's doing very well.
Amazing. All right. Passies. Let's see what we've got.
All right, so pacifist, we got seven this week. So seventh, Zerzan at 18. Sixth, CC at 24. Fifth, Careful at 27. Fourth, Vargas at 34, but RIP. Third, Paxis at 36. Second, Gren Parsi at 44. And first, Peaceable at 52. Pacifist had a much better week.
Yes. All right, you're doing tins as well?
Yes, so tins, we only had one this week, so we have a Rundell at level 50.
Okay, I'll take the greens. We have got nine greens this week, so we've got Verde Taco at 11, 8 is Key Aloe at 18, 7 is Morn Levin at 25, 6 is Conjure at 25, 5 this week is Krupp at 27, 4 is Hunter at level 36, number 3 this week it's 10 again at level 43, RIP, 2 is Felithana, hope I said that right, at level 57, and number one is surprisingly at level 60, who is our ninth Shadowlands Greenman champion. Okay, working men, what have we got?
Yes, so we've got three working men challengers people this week. So third, we have Satheron at level 12. You are yellow flagged. You need to go kill more stuff, please. That's the one flag you can flip when it's yellow. Second, we have Fair Lynn at 40, and first we have Lurks at 41.
Excellent. All right. Well, very rough week that was done, and commiserations to everyone that had rough week this week, because right across the board, that certainly been a week. But well done on all the leveling. Congratulations to our, you know, to surprisingly, and to Zaya Nawa. Got that right pronunciation, I hope. So congratulations, guys. Well done. It's again, blows my mind how many we've had. Irons, greens, like right across all the challenges. It has certainly been a very amazing expansion, challenger-wise, for max level. So well done on that. Best of luck with leveling this week, guys, as well. All right, let us play this one.
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
All right, joke time. Nisi, hit me with it. What all do you got?
All right, so Apple is designing a new automatic car, but they're having trouble installing Windows.
Hang on. It was one, I'm sure Stir probably appreciate that one, where if he's still there. But thank you very much for that. All right, I've got my little dragon joke. What do dragons sing when cooking?
What?
Burn, baby, burn. had to be that one. All right, so looking at the chat, I know chat has been very busy. We've tried to get through most of the stuff today. So going back, Mrs. Rock Guru, been doing 12 tunes. Still not got the mount. Best of luck. Dave says they don't want me to feel alone. How sweet of them, with all commiserations. Very well could be, you know. I can't even think of what the sayings are. It's but yes, it's certainly been a rough week for there. Will existing characters still have their existing spec skills? Fair said. What was that in reference
don't know.
To?
don't know if they're going to reset everybody to blank when the new UI comes in. I think it's just that there's going to be different talent trees. So I think if anybody's going to be affected, it's going to be those that had talents placed. I'm speculating that when they log in, it'll tell them that they have talent points that they need to deal with. I don't think it's going to touch your spec. Log in on a non-challenger for the first time on this and play around with it and look at it before you touch a challenger. This time with pre-patch and pre-patch event coming in, the transition between expansions is always a little sketchy for challengers. So just be careful. I think Winds of Wisdom is staying until part two of the pre-patch goes into effect when the evokers come in. But, you know, just weigh the risks for yourself. I'm not saying don't level, but, you know, just be aware that there might be some things and some
jump
bugs
on a scout.
Server might decide to go down.
Jump
so,
on a
you know, just be aware.
Exactly.
Play at your own risk specifically, especially during this transition period.
Yeah. The other thing is, again, anytime we've got patches, anytime there are changes, always a good idea. Strip down your character if need be. Please, you know, just utilize this time to be able to try and keep your challenger as safe as possible. Because until stuff goes live, sometimes we don't know. They make changes as things go live. You know, what was here? And you think, oh, we know what to expect. It goes live and we go, oh, shit. They've done
they do undocumented changes a lot. Just bam, there it is. Oh, hey, we decided to put this in last minute, but there wasn't time to throw it on the beta or the PTR, so here you go. And it's like, why did you do that?
Again, be aware of all that. Dave says, my favorite from the last couple of days, why was Freddy Krueger late for work? The traffic was a nightmare on Elm Street. I've not watched that in years, but it is that time of the year. Stir says, why did the local high school football team ask for a tiny witch? Because they need a little spirit.
Oh my.
Nice. Nice. Yep, Mrs. Rock Guru. Yep, should be just talent trees, not specs. Should be, again, until stuff goes live. Just, you know, jump on a non-challenge tune. Have a look at how things look. That is the best thing that we can suggest first. If you get yourself settled with a non-challenge tune, then feel confident. If you don't care and you're just like, no, you know, all balls in or whatever the saying is, just then...
If you're not emotionally invested in that character, then do whatever you want. Well, whatever, I can't stop you anyway, but, you know, it's just a suggestion.
But, again, being careful from this week. Bigger impacts will probably happen on the second part of the pre-patch. But, again, we just say be very wary and expect... things will be happening from Tuesday.
With this size of patch and with the amount of stuff coming in, don't be surprised if it's an extended maintenance. It'll probably go all day. It might not, but don't be surprised if it's still not up till later in the evening. And don't be surprised if there's sudden server restarts or shutdowns or stuff, because this is a whole big mess coming in. And honestly, I personally wouldn't touch my Challenger for at least 3 or 4 days just to let the dust settle. And that'll give you time to work on a regular character just to get yourself acclimated to how things are going to be and try to figure out a setup that you want to transfer over to your Challenger.
Exactly. And I was going to say something. I've completely forgotten what it was going to be.
No.
But yeah, just be careful. We know there are the changes. If you don't care, if you want to go make a new tune and just like, you know what, I'm going to push this through, start a new tune or grab one that you, as Nisi said, if you're not heavily invested in and you think, nah, I'm just going to get in there and we're going to see what happens, because there are people like that. Go for it. Let us know how you go. Like, what happened? All those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So see how it goes. We've still got wins until the 15th of November.
Yeah, I believe so. And so then again, also just a pre-heads up warning. It looks like part two of pre-patch is going to be cross-layering with the anniversary event. So I don't know if they're tying those two together or what's going to happen. I haven't seen any info about the anniversary event, but just be careful down there in Caverns of Time. If you have a Challenger station down there, I would move them now, because with all of the primal events and everything and the Bronze Dragonflight being tied into this expansion, I don't know if that's where anniversary is going to be, but I would move them now while you safely can.
Yeah, true. Dave, sure, if you want to do that, report back. I absolutely. I'm all for it. I second myself to you do that. Because I'm just like, I would, but I just haven't got the time to do it. So if you've got the time and want to do it, make your tune, go hell for leather. As a challenge
Davis
tune
to win the crown this year of Bring Out Your Dead for our death show. And, you know, it's
we want to
see
away.
You succeed, but I think you're going to end up winning that day.
Could very well be, which is not that far away. Like, Dragonflight is not far away. And then
we've got
Christmas. Christmas is literally 2 months, guys. 2 months.
I'm not ready.
Anyway, all right, we're going to wrap this up because it is a long show. Again, thank you for bearing with us. We had a lot of things to cover today, so thank you guys for hanging around and your input. We're very thankful and that you've are here sharing this with us, so thank you very much. All right, let's do Iron Elite. Who have
Iron
we
Elite.
Got
all right, well, thank you for supporting us in an Iron Elite fashion. If you would like to become one of our Iron Elite supporters, you can find more information on the wildchallenges.com website under the supporters page, I believe is what it's under. So we have this week Aliandris, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, and Zaya. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much, guys, for all the support. Not only from our Iron Elites, which is truly valuable because it helps run the website, it helps keep all the bits and pieces going. So thank you to our subs here on the Twitch channel. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that because it all goes towards the website. At the moment, that's all it goes towards. There's nothing else. So thank you very much for that. To the wonderful bunch of people that are the mods that help us out. Again, you make my life so much easier. So thank you. To Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zaya, and especially Nisi. Thank you. Because Nisi just has been reading my brain without me, because work
this week has been hard. So what you've done this week has been an immense help to me. So thank you. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome.
To our code wardens again, Zaya is multi-talented, Rod. We appreciate you guys. So thank you so much for all the things that you do. It's going to be fun in the next few weeks, guys. So thank you. We heart you a lot.
Remember to join the Discord. You can get a hold of us a lot faster that way if you have an issue because of time zones. I'm not, you know, able to check Twitter at like 9 a.m. So yes. Discord, there's more people in there if you have an immediate issue.
Yes. And if you're emailing me, which I have no problem with that, I always say email through on podcast@wildchallenges.com. Sometimes with working and all of that, it might take me a little bit to get back to you. I'm not talking about like a week, but it might not be within 5 minutes. It might be a few hours, depending. So again, if you want a quick response, obviously Discord is normally probably the easiest, but there are other options to that. So again, thank you to everyone that's been here today, that's listening to the show. We do appreciate that, but for giving of your time to hang out with us, guys, thank you so much. We will be back next week. Nisi,
yes,
and I
will
be back next week. We will talk more about Dragonflight beta part 2. So we will delve into some of the other things that won't be live yet. There's much stuff. So we will do that. But thank you, Nisi, for joining me again today. We will see you again next week. But thanks for sorting all the screenshots and all of that to help give people an idea. And again, it's a brief idea of everything that's in there. The UI is
It would have been a little
very
more polished
much.
If I had had more time like I thought we were going to. But, you know.
There's not time. There is no time. It's just, Blizzard just went, we're dropping it then. And we just went,
I was like, what?
What? So anyway, can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact, please?
So you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. It's Nisi, parentheses, phonetically spelled Nisi, and then hashtag 4863. If you need to email me, it's nisibgn@gmail.com. Just let me know what it is in the subject line, because if I don't recognize your email, I'm probably not going to read it. Instagram is NisiBGN. It's mostly art stuff over there. I do stream a few days a week, and that's over on Twitch, and that is also NisiBGN. We have the Twitter, where you can find out what the heck I'm in the middle of doing, and that's at NisiBGN. We also have a Ko-fi page now, where I am selling some of the art things and just, you know, different arty updates. That's Ko-fi NisiBGN. And then we have the YouTube channel, which is also NisiBGN.
Nice. All right. Don't forget all of the details over at the website, wildchallenges.com. You will find all the socials all right there. As for everything else, you can certainly listen to us along on your probably my favorite downloading podcasting places, but in particular, obviously, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, that kind of thing. And as I said, if you've got any questions, tips, screenshots, photos, anything you want to send in, send it to podcast@wildchallenges.com. As for where you can find me, look, the easiest, because otherwise we will be here all night, is if you check out the link tree that has got all the links to not only my own, but also the stuff that associates with Wild Challenges. Check that out. All right. I think my voice is going and I need more coffee.
Yeah, I broke you today. So we'd like to extend a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on our intro, and you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 01 for any emote-y, arty, t-shirt designing needs.
And we love what Ross does. We are very, very thankful of all the things he does, because again, go check out the Spread Shirt shop with our merchandise, because the Halloween stuff, the Christmas, like, Yes, we love you. Just saying. All right. Also, a big thank you to my husband, Execute, who helped me sort out the outro, which you'll hear very shortly. Appreciate him and all the things that he does to help me when he can. So thank you very much to him. I think that's it. Again, thank you for helping me today, Nisi. I do appreciate it. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's certainly been a long show, but again, we really wanted to give you a feeling and a heads up to what's dropping on Tuesday. So you're prepared in a way. You're prepared to deal with it, not deal with it, whatever. Whatever you need to do, but at least you've got a little bit of know-how now. All right. Well, on that note, please stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you back here next week when Nisi and I will be talking Dragonflight Beta.
Yeah, probably won't be as long though. So, yeah. But yeah, we'll both
hopefully. But have a great week, everyone, and we will catch you next week. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.